keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. Governor Laura Kelly issues a state of disaster emergency for wildland fires. That starts today and runs through the weekend. Strong winds combined with these dry conditions could spark a fire. Governor Laura Kelly announces her final annual budget. It includes increased funding for special education and mental health programs. The budget also calls upon the legislature to invest in the state's water supply and devote more money to state hospitals. And President Trump signs the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act into law. It's a bipartisan bill introduced by Kansas Senator Roger Marshall. Last year, the law let schools participating in the National School Lunch Program offer whole or 2% milk to students. In Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 57. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, slight chance for rain, lows dip down to about 30. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, highs level off around 39. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, 23.
People often say Schoen's Auto Repair always looks swamped, and they're not wrong. Big repairs keep them busy, but they still make time for the simple stuff. From oil changes and brake work to tire rotations and fluid checks, Schoen's has 6 full-time techs ready to get customers in and out. And now, Schoen's is offering camper repairs, led by a name the community knows, Jason Tony. From leaks and plumbing to AC fixes, Jason brings years of camper expertise. If you're in the area with a fully equipped service truck, he will come to you. Whether it's a car or a camper, call Schoen's Auto Repair. Schoen's Auto Repair, small town feel, big time service.
This is Alan Key, your local American Family Insurance agent. The Alan Key Agency LLC is proud to sponsor the Pledge of Allegiance. Contact me today at 785-738-2990 or stop by our office in Beloit.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. One of the most electrifying and dynamic players in the early 2000s, Kansas State's Terrence Newman has been selected to the National Football Foundation's College Football Hall of Fame induction class of 2026. Newman is the 7th K-State player or coach to be selected to college football's highest honor and is the 4th in the last 15 years. He joins former running back Darren Sproles, class of 2021, linebackers Gary Spani, class of 2002, and Mike Simonu, class of 2012, as well as coaches Lynn Pappy Waldorf, class of 1966, Charles Backman, class of 1978, and Bill Snyder, class of 2015. The 2026 College Football Hall of Fame class will be officially inducted during the 68th NFF Annual Awards Dinner on December 8th, 2026, at the Bellagio Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Once the 2026 class gets officially inducted, only 1,129 players and 241 coaches will have been inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame from the nearly 5.86 million who have played or coached the game during the past 157 years. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Kansas Wrestling Coach Association 321A Boys Rankings are out for January 23rd. Team Rankings, Hoxie 1, Norton 2, Atchison County 3, Caney Valley 4, Smith Center 5, Jayhawk Lynn 6, Russell 7, Ellsworth 8, Hill City 9, West Franklin 10. Individual Rankings at 120, Keegan Wheeler is 6th at Minneapolis. Brayton Peters is 5th at 144, Minneapolis. Jasper Johns, 150, is 4th for Minneapolis. For Smith Center, Parker Hutchison is 2 at 165 for Smith Center. And at heavyweight, 285, Carson Montgomery of Smith Center is 2nd. And Grant Middleton of Lakeside is ranked 6th at 215. 321A Girls Wrestling Rankings this week. Russell is number 1 on the team. Norton 2, Plainville 3, Oakley 4, Smith Center 5, Douglas 6, Leota 7, Lions 8, St. Francis 9, and Stockton 10. Individual rankings, Bristol Koppel is ranked 2nd at 105 from Minneapolis. Kylie Ocha is the defending state champion for Smith Center. She's ranked number 1 at 110. Also ranked for Smith Center and Minneapolis is Quinley Bowl at 4 at 130 for Minneapolis. Carper Franklin of Smith Center ranked 4th at 145. Chloe Padilla is ranked 6th for Smith Center at 155. And Casey Harrodsburg of Smith Center is ranked 6th at 190. 4A Boys Team Rankings, Paola 1, Tonganoxie 2, Andale 3, Abilene 4, Rose Hill 5, Scott City 6, Augusta 7, Wamego 8, Colby 9, and Concordia 10. Individual rankings, the only wrestler in our area is Brogan Monty, 3-time defending state champion, 321A, ranked number 1 after his championship at the J.R. Durham Invitational in Norton last weekend. Brogan Monty is number 1 from Beloit at 138. Noah Withnow of Abilene is 2nd. Sammy Hirschberger of Bueller is 3rd. Traven Conger of Goodland is 4th. Rhett Kreibel of Smoky Valley 5th. And Hagen Hartman of Holcomb is 6th. Northern Plains League Basketball League tournaments are out. Rock Hills got the number 1 seed. St. John's Tipton got the 2 seed. Osborne the 3 seed and Lincoln 4 seed. On Friday, number 8 seed Lakeside will play Natoma at 4 p.m. at the Lake Lincoln Grade School. Tescott Girls, number 7 seed, will play Thunder Ridge, the 10 seed, at Logan Lincoln High School. St. John's Tipton coach Leah Bergman said she's looking forward to the tournament and playing Osborne and Rock Hills already and beating them and playing tough teams like Sacred Heart, Ellsworth, and Clifton Clyde will go a long way in how well they do in the NPL tournament next week.
Yeah, well, you know, Rock Hills, Osborne, Sylvan, they're all going to be tough games, and it's hard to play those teams multiple times a year. You know, Sylvan, last year, I think we played them 3 times. We played them at the Amos Morris Classic and Russell, then we played them at the league tournament, and then we played them regular season. So, and it just gets, it's hard to play those teams multiple times. And then, you know, we just got done playing Rock Hills. We just got done playing Osborne. And it's just as hard to play them a week later because, you know, you don't always have a lot of time to make a whole lot of adjustments. And, you know, league tournament time, you know, by the end of the week, legs are getting tired. And but hopefully we can, you know, continue to do what we did the first time that we played them, whoever we play, which is limit turnovers, be smart on offense, and then just be little dogs on defense. So hopefully we can continue doing that.
KD Country 94, country's greatest hits.